something real and to have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring a new good music. KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hold on, all things happen. Well, 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 welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. We're excited to be with you on today. Thank you for tuning in. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I'm always excited to be with you on Wednesdays. The Lord is doing amazing things. I want you to just take a moment. Think about the things he's brought you through on this week. Think about the places you've been, the things you've done, all that he gave you. You could do none of it without the Lord. Again, I say you could do none of it without the Lord. So we give him all the honor, all the praise, all the glory. I greet you in the marvelous name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome again to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. We're very glad you could join us on today. We welcome you, every listener, whether it's your first time listening in or you're an avid listener. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We send a shout out to our very own producer and our visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. God bless you and your family, our Elation family. To my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., we say we love you on today. Very grateful that God has done what he's done in our lives. And also to the guest of honor, whom without him none of this could be, that is our Abba Father and our elder brother, Jesus Christ. Thank you for coming in to this podcast. You can have your divine will and way. We want you to navigate us through every word, navigate us through everything spoken and those things that you want done, and we're grateful. Listen, I want to share with you, if this is your first time listening to the Just For You podcast, what we're all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth revealed in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Before we begin, we always invoke the Lord to come in. As you know, we have our greeting, then we have our exhortation. And this week's exhortation is sharing with us the heart of God and what it is that we must do and how we must receive from those God sends in our lives. So today's topic is, how must I go on? How must I go on? Please join me in a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to serve. We thank you for this opportunity to hear from you. We thank you for this opportunity to allow you to have your will and way. Thank you for Elation Radio. Thank you for Dr. Kimmy Robinson. Thank you for every listener listening in, whether live or by the replay. May you bless them exceeding abundantly above that which they could think or ask, according to the power that worketh in them. We pray, oh God, that this word becomes revelatory. We pray, oh God, that you get all the glory for everything done and that we understand that we are just the instrument. You are everything. And as believers, we need you. We're asking you to heal on today. We're asking you to save on today. We're asking you to make a way out of no way for someone who believes it can't be done. We ask, oh God, that you show up mighty, that someone would really know that you live, that you can save on today. You can restore on today. You can revive on today. And we will thank you forevermore. Forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, we're going to dive right into this word. We want you to get your Bibles, your pads, notepads, your phones, whatever you use to study. As you know, we delve in and we like to hear what thus said the Lord. We want to eat the word. We want to have a beautiful plate filled with revelation and clarity and understanding. So we're asking him to come in. And we're talking about today, how must I go on? We're going to be studying from 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, and it's talking about how Paul was allowing those that he was ministering to understand about the importance of godly relationships. I want to say this before we begin. You can't go on as a believer without the Lord. You can choose to do whatever you want. You can make your plans. You can do all the things that you feel in your heart and your gifts, talents, and abilities that he's giving you to do. The difference with being blessed is that we recognize it comes from him. We're not ashamed to tell someone that the word comes from him. We can't think alone. We can't say to ourselves, listen, I did this and I did that, because then I want to ask you, did you create your own brain? Did you give yourself blood? Did you give yourself oxygen? Did you give yourself a physical being to operate in? And the answer to that is no, you did not. And if someone says, well, no, I didn't, but my parents got me here. May I have you to remember, you were just a cell in the womb. Did that parent cause you to grow? Did they give you life to breathe inside of you? Did they create your bones? Did they create your skin? What is it that got you here, and how did you become all that you are? When we think about life, and I know there are a lot of things we can cleave to and believe and hold on to, but as a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ and as a believer of one that knows he is the living God, God, Abba, Father, reigns and he exists. There is none like him. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. We call him Yahweh. We call him Father, Abba Father. We call him who he is, simply in terms, at times, just Daddy. I want you to understand this, because we can get so caught up in this natural world that we're dipped from all that we do. And I have a concern as believers that we accomplish so much without giving him glory. I am concerned that we don't take the time to listen to those that are strongly connected to us, not just as a believer, but those he assigns in our lives. Parents have children, and godly parents lead their children through the word of God. Why is that important? They need a foundation. I often say how I honor and bless God for my mom, who's now resting with the Lord. She raised us to believe that she wanted us to be raised, that someone else would want us, because she would invoke the word inside of our lives, that when they were gone, we could live. It's a dangerous thing to raise a child to only love you. It's dangerous to raise a child to only believe you're the only one in their life. So here's what God does. He allows us personal relationship to understand that as we cleave with him, he's cleaving with us. He's loving on us. He's providing for us. He's strengthening us. And he knows how to do it. And can I say this? As we read this passage today, we will find it's even in our pain. Let us read 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, okay? Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. What does that have to do with anything? If we are going to teach, if we're going to preach, if we are going to serve, we must be found faithful. We must have in our mindset, it is the premier goal to please God. We must have our mindset, whether it's our bodies, our marriages, our children, our homes, our finances, our goals, our businesses, whatever we are accountable for, that we must be found faithful as stewards. And that's important. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self. For I know nothing by myself. Yet am I not hereby. He that judgeth me is the Lord. Here we start off understanding. Here Paul is saying, after the scrutiny, can I say that word, of men. You have to go back that before he became Paul, he was Saul of Tarsus. He was the one that incriminated the Christians. He was the one that was there to fulfill these decrees, to destroy them and persecute them. Now, let's move forward. He's saved. He's ordained of God. He's predestined of God. He's justified of God. But yet, when others see him, they still remember Saul, even though he's operating as Paul, covered under the blood of Jesus and covered under the word. Can I ask you a question in your saved life? Have you ever made decisions that people looked down upon you for and then found as you became closer to God and gave your life to God that there was, hallelujah, an anointing and power in knowing who you are, that they still yet could look at you and believe that you were still the same? I have good news for you. You are just like Paul. We are just like Paul. When people only choose to remember who we once were. He goes on to say, 5, therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart, and then shall every man have praise of God. Listen, the stories aren't all written. Ha! Everything that's in your life isn't already fulfilled. There are some things you've yet not accomplished. There are some things I've not yet accomplished. It doesn't matter what it looks like today. There's a word over your life, and God must fulfill that which he's spoken to you. What does that look like through your pain, through your heartache, through your loss, through whatever it is that you may be facing, to know that the story isn't fully written is a powerful thing to hold on to. Because in this life, man will make you feel as if you have not and will not be all God created you to be. Why? Because they remember your past. They never see your future. They know you as you were. They don't know as you are. And these things, brethren, have I, in a figure, hallelujah, transferred to myself, he said, and to Apollos for your sake, that ye might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you for one against another. Sounds like competition and comparison. It is never the will of God. And here Paul trains those that he has in ministry. He takes them with him. He assigns certain ones to be very close to him. Others he sends out into the field. There are others that will know his every move. This is important because this is how we fail in life. There are some people that don't get the right to be right next to you to carry on out every single day of your life, all of the work that you have to do. Because if their heart isn't for you and their heart isn't for God, they will never help you on the measure they need to assist you because their thoughts are of themselves. It is very vital here that Paul recognizes that the heart began when he first talked about they must be a faithful steward. It's important because before you can receive much, you have to be faithful over a few things. The faithfulness over a few things. Oh, you know what? Somebody else may say, the same job, I'm going to take out the trash. But somebody else will say, let me clean the trash can. Let me make sure the trash is out. Let me make sure it's at the curb. Where somebody else may throw it to the curb. You're not hearing me. There is a difference in the way of faithful steward lives than someone who just wants to get the job done. There are people, take an examination this week on your job. There are some people that have been in the same department as you, and maybe your department is accountable for making sure policies and procedures are in place. There's someone that's going to be talking and not going to do the work. You've got others that will do it, but they'll halfway do it. Then there are people that put the extra load on you. And then there might be some that just stand with you and you both can pray through whatever it is you have to go through. What am I saying? There are all types of people around us in our lives, and we have to be wise enough, like Paul, to distinguish where they belong. I call it for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. Once you do that, you don't put more trust in someone than they're able to give you. Then when you get disappointed, you think it's their fault. When God was showing you, what is their heart like? Remember what I said. One will take a simple duty as putting the trash out. Let me clean out the trash can. Let me take it out. Let me make sure it's put back. Let me put it at the curb. Where somebody will say, well, they said take out the trash. Let me take the trash literally and throw it to the curb because it's going to be there where they need it to be. He's allowing us to see. Don't always get puffed up above what you should be. And don't compare yourself to feel that you are. It is but the grace of God that we live, move, and have our being. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now, if thou didst receive, then why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received? If you've been blessed with something, how do you carry yourself? If you want $1 million, say you have a ministry, an organization, your home, your family, whatever it can be, Would your disposition change because of the million? Or would you have a plan in place to know what to do with what God has spoken to you over your life? See, I'm preparing for some things because we're called to be a blessing to many. And if you're going to bless other people, you got to be faithful over the few things God gives you. You have to understand there's a bigger picture through all that you will have to go through. He's just not going to drop $1 million on you because you've been decreeing and saying it because you think that's all. Because at the end of the day, if you watch the example of Jesus, if you watch Paul in this particular passage, he always instructs and gives understanding. That's why you know who's faithful around you, because they walk the way you walk. They talk the way you talk. They're in sync with the vision. They're not trying to create their own vision on the side. They're trying to do what God has assigned them to do for his glory. This is what Paul was teaching. I don't care who can preach and bring the house down. At the end of the day, if their heart ain't right with all their preaching and their teaching, they're just out there preaching and teaching. But if the heart is right and the assignment is given and it's followed the way God has given, God himself is pleased. We have to get to a point where we understand this scripture to not be puffed up and not be in a position to always give God the glory. For year four, now ye are rich. Ye have reigned as kings without us. And I would to God ye did reign, that we also might reign with you. Listen, don't get up under a teacher. Don't get up under a pastor. Don't get up under a coach. Don't get up under a person that has poured life into you. And when God bless you, you can't remember their name. Woe unto you. God says he's allowing us to hear this because so many are on a professional journey and they have mentors and they have coaches and they have pastors and they have leaders. And yet sometimes the favor of God will be given to you to see what you'll do with it, to see if you'll be a blessing, to see how you will live. That God has set forth us as, for I think that God has set forth us, the apostles last, as it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world and to angels and to men. So for every great chief apostle, for every great so-called apostle, for everyone who wants to carry the mantle, not understanding the cost, there is a cost to serve the Lord with the mystery and the ability that he's given to carry out the work. It's bigger than a robe. It's bigger than how you speak. It's bigger than your entourage. Oh God, it's bigger than what you know. Because if you saw the real issue and the real deal with serving him in the matter that it is, you would understand the suffering. You would understand the pain. You would understand the getting through. You would understand that it's not going to be where you be the one everybody's kissing the ring for. You'll understand the cost to understand the faithfulness of the office. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised. They do too much. They give us too much grief. A real shepherd, a real leader, will not allow you to do what you want to do. They love you. And with loving people like a good, it's not always the easiest thing, but it is necessary. the Lord makes it that he gives accountability to those that he's entrusted with our life for his glory. They must answer to God. They must answer for the things that we are accountable for doing. And this is why we don't want to give them grief. You have enough to answer to God for. Therefore, it is our duty to love him enough to respect and honor those that have the rule over us for all they have to pour out. Notice the walk of Jesus. They ate with him, they talked with him, they went to him, and they were able to confide in him. But yet he was going to die. Y'all better catch this. He was going to die, and he knew he had to impart into them that life in God could carry on in the earth. God gives the leaders the ability that are called of him to impart life, that life goes on through the generations of their children. Life goes on, that they may live and not die. When we say these things, it is not to be melodramatic. It is to understand what is the cost of the one that is called to your life. What is the cost to the one that goes before God, prays throughout the night, calls on the name of the Lord? What is the cost that when you get your blessing, when you get your peace, when you get those things that God has afforded, what is the cost to serve? It is something to think about, because too often we see people that don't respect leadership. They don't respect the authority. I don't believe it's because they don't want to. I believe we've come in a time where people have seen. When I was younger, a preacher walked in the room. We stopped what we were doing. We acknowledged them. We loved on them. We gave them our respect. In today's society, they ain't no different than me. They ain't the only person. We've got the wrong. This is what Paul was training them to understand. Don't think more puffed up than another. You give honor and respect to where honor and respect is due. Do you remember when your parents and grandparents said, I didn't wake up with you? In other words, you don't walk past me without speaking. You don't love to do wrong things. You love to follow that which is right. Or immediately, oh my gosh, immediately someone corrected you. They made sure you were aware of your wrongdoing. But today, when you tell someone they are wrong, or they may or may not receive it, it's okay. Keep praying. Keep loving them. Keep holding on to them in the spirit until God says differently. Someone held on to us. Someone kept our names before the Lord. Someone was aware that our story hasn't been written, and they made sure that our names were on their list. I encourage you that you put somebody's name on your list. Don't you let them fall. Don't you let them. I know it may be a handful. I know you may not want to do it. I know they worth your last turn. I got a list. But listen, at the end of the day, when we love them and love them enough for kingdom, we can't see what we think we see. Because when Paul was Saul, that's all the people remembered when he began to train, when he began to do better, when he began to do the work of the Lord. And yet, in all of that, God trusted him. Why? Because he saw he was a faithful steward. Are you a faithful steward? Will you go the distance? Will you make the call? Will you answer what he tells you? Will you show up where he says? Will you ask him, is this it? Would you just do it and think he's, would you call on the name of the Lord that he may be glorified? and give you wisdom. See, it's that generation that he's seeking. It's that generation that he's putting his name upon, because he recognized if we were left to those that had the Pharisees and the Sadducees mindset, none of us would be saved. None of us would fully come to the place of his love and his intimacy. Are you coming to that place of intimacy, not just for you, but for those you love, for those you haven't met, for those you cry out for? Because that is what Paul is talking about, apostles, and teaching them how to do. Even unto this present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and are naked and are buffeted, and have no sunken dwelling place, and labor, working with our own hands, being reviled. You working and folk talking about you. Oh, we blessed, but we're being persecuted. We suffer it. Anybody feel that way? I want to tell you, you're walking according to an apostolic life. I'm telling you. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world, and are the offscouring of all things until this day. They don't trust him. They don't believe him. I write these things, he said. Hallelujah. I write these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. Listen, don't be out here, as the older folk would tell you. Showing your tail. Literally. For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Listen, Paul said, I didn't lay my life down for you, that I could nurture you, pour into you, give you what you need. I need to pour into you, that you do it the right way. You're going to meet lots of people. This is why, as pastors, it is so alarming. There should be 50 people speaking in your ear. You should hear one voice when God has assigned you a leader and a pastor. Why? Because we can hear a lot of things, television programs. Nothing's wrong with receiving the word. But there's something wrong with every week you got a different minister. Every week you got a different this. And there are people who live this way and think they're saved, but they're confused. Because with all of that, what are you living? The end result of what you hear is what you become. And remember, your story isn't all written, but it should be on a path that it honors God. It should be on a path that it shows him for all that you've been given, all that has been poured into you, that you're living a lifestyle that he can be proud of. And listen, here's the good news. Here's the good news. If you're not quite there, that what you hear is perfecting that word through you, that you can become all that he called you to be. It's not just for you to hear a word. Oh, that was a good word. Then you talk to somebody an hour later. Hey, what did the pastor preach on? If you can't verbalize it, you never got the word. You heard it. It went through your head. It went through your mind. And that's where it stayed. Do you know how many Christians, believers, are left with that mentality? They don't study the word. They just hear it and keep going. But if you call them on the carpet about what they heard, how they dissected, what do they do in their life, how did it affect them, are they producing it, they can't answer you. The day has come when we have to live more than hearing a word. We must live the word, that it affects us and it changes us and it heals us and it helps us and it continues to be in us, that someone else will know who he is. The goal for us is to follow his will, to become all that he created us to be. And maybe you're not going to have the same teacher, but while you have the leader, the pastor, the teacher, the coach, the whoever he sends in your life. Remember what Paul says, to never, ever think more highly of them than you are, and to be able to give God the glory in every place. How must I go on in the Lord and fulfilling his will and his word, not in my flesh, but in my spirit? He says, I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers in Christ Jesus. I have begotten you through the gospel. He goes on to say, wherefore I beseech you, be followers of me. Listen, don't just talk about your love, the teaching, my counseling, my guidance. He's saying to them, don't go out saying that you're with me if you're not following what is being poured. Why is that important? Because he should be following God, speaking to your leaders. God is speaking to those with authority over you to help you become all God has created you to be. They have a heavy mantle. Many of you don't like when your children and grandchildren don't listen. We know how frustrating. But listen, if you really love them, you hang in there with them. Wherefore, I beseech you, be ye followers of me. For this cause have I sent you to Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Now, some of you are puffed up, as though I would not come to you and get an attitude. Why he sending it to you? Some folks don't come to church. If they pastor ain't there preaching, there's something wrong. There's something wrong. Some people won't listen to messages unless it's their pastor. Not because of the I want them, because whoever he entrusts should be walking in the shoes that they walk in. Which means although they may have a different presentation, the son or the daughter, let me say that as well, of a child of the Most High and a leader, you should sense the essence and oil off of their life. So when we preferential who we want to give us word, and God has assigned who the word is coming from, who are you buffeting against? Just saying. For this cause have I sent you to Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the word, who shall bring you into remembrance of all my ways, and which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Now some are puffed up, as though I would not come to you, but I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. Now, here's another thing. I always teach this to children when I teach and young people. You can tell me anything, but there's going to be a chance and a time where God will pray. He'll prepare and show you whether or not you know as much as you think you know. Why? When I do youth programs, I'll go through all the information. I'll repeat it every week, and then all of a sudden, boom. I might say, can you give me 2 weeks ago what we talked about? Man, most of them that have been with me a while that know me, they, oh, you talked about such and such and such and such. Now, man, you remember, oh, yeah, she did this, blah, blah. Why? Because people that hear and remember build relationships. People that serve with Paul built relationships. Timotheus was one of them. He built relationships to carry on the gospel that God gave him so that he could become and fulfill what God has given him to do because of a leader, a teacher, an instructor, a coach that cares. Paul was that. He don't listen. I see you. But I want to see what kind of power you have. When you get through doing what you feel you can do, does God get the glory? Is there any power in what you're doing? For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. What will you? Shall I come unto you with a rod? Do I need to come like this? You asking me to come, but do I need to come with a rod? Or in love? And in the spirit of meekness. How do you want me? Many people that sit under a pastor already know. He may not know all of your situations, but he's talked to God. And the sermon is going to be based on what God has spoken to them. Male or female, what God has spoken to that leader. Then that leader disperses it into the atmosphere. It's up to every person that hears to receive it or not receive it. The free will and free choice. And if you receive it, you build relationship and you begin to study to show yourself approved and you grow. Continue to stay in the word. Don't be a hearer only. Go to church in here. Go to this one in here. Go to that in here. And then, yes, you can't be a follower. Paul said, you follow with me. Listen to me. Don't be up under that leadership. Don't be up under me and say that you're doing this for the Lord, and yet you don't honor those that taught. Your leaders that have had rule over your life meant something because they're a part of the story that has not yet been finished. Who you are has not been fully revealed. And while you're on your way, may I give you some advice? Please stay humble. Please stay where you're seeking God for everything. I often talked about when I was waiting on God to send me my husband. I talked to him about what I wanted him to look. Y'all don't think I'm crazy. What I wanted him to look like, smell like, dress like, be like. Have a heart for this, have a heart for that. And I wanted him to be in God. I wanted him to love God. I wanted him to do what God wanted him to do. My husband was not that when we met. He was saved, but he was grown. Listen, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. When people see us now, oh my God, you guys are powerful in the world. But it took patience, love, caring, nurturing, standing firm with God, and praying and covering him as he grew to this man that people know today. Never, ever give up when God says it was destined for us to serve together, be husband and wife, to do all that he's called us to do. And for many of you that know us, it's a lot. But we do it with the grace of God. We are faithful stewards and we won't give anything for our journey but to worship and to praise him for all that he's done and all that he's going to do. I pray this word has blessed you on today. There's a cost to serve God. It's not always easy. It's not going to always be fun. It's not going to always open up the doors that you want open up. You should want the doors open that God wants open for you because he cares about you. He's concerned about you, and he wants the best for you, which is why when you were in your mother's womb, as whatever your story may be, he loved you. He cares about you. And he's trying to get us to understand as we follow him, it will get better. Even when bad things happen, he loves us and he cares. Please remember that on your journey. Please remember to love, honor, and respect those with the rule over you, your teachers, your pastors, your leaders, whoever is imparting in your life. There is a cost. People talk about teachers in the public school district, but they're dealing with a lot of things parents don't deal with at home. The cost is great. And this is really wrong. Over dealing with a child that challenges them, that puts them in awkward positions, all because they have a love to teach. They have a love to serve them. Please, the next teacher you see that God puts on your heart, don't think about them at Christmas or on their birthday. Just randomly. I just want to give you this for what you are to my child. You are a blessing. You don't know what that will do for them because they then can see it's appreciated because they don't do it. Listen, selfless people don't always do things for money. People are like, oh, they're doing it for a check. No, it says something when you get up every day to 30 kids or to a church or to a organization or whatever it is you're called to. And people don't understand the power in you for your role. Honor them. Love them. Let them know that you appreciate them. And I promise you, it will enhance their life as well as your child's, as well as those you serve with, as well as those that are in the whatever role they're in for your life. That's a challenge I give to you. How must I go on? Here's the answer. Humbly, with regard to those that have the rule over me, have a plan. When God is speaking, don't be just a hearer. Be a doer of the word. And by all means, most importantly of it all, have a relationship with God. Now, I'm not talking about going to church. I mean, do you pray at home? Do you pray over your children? Do you make him Lord of your life? Do you allow him to do what needs to be done that you can be what he called you to be, whatever he's calling you to be? Please take those nuggets. Please research this word. Please listen to the replay again. Please share the replay to someone you know may need to hear this word. Elation Radio, we love when the word goes forth. It was birthed through our producer to come up with this station and to be with Jerry Royce, different ones that are connected, that the word could come in your living room, on your computer, on your phone. We will have no excuse before the Lord to say, I never knew. No one ever told me. Because we have tons of podcasts. And we have others around us that will give us what God has said. So I pray that this week's exhortation has been a blessing, a real joy for you. That you've had some things to think about that is thought-provoking. Not just something you, oh, that made me shy, but really get us all to a place to understand how important it is to fulfill his will. And please remember, your story isn't fully written. Story isn't fully written. What you think has been great, you have no clue what's down the road. Stay with the Lord. Continue to ask him his divine will for you, and you'll see his glory upon your life. Amen. I want to send a shout out. We're in the month of February to all of the February birthdays. May God bless you. May he keep you. May he cover you. We're praying that your days are all that he wants them to be. And listen, that you celebrate life. I pray if you have a new job or a new baby or whatever it is that God is doing in your life. Elation Radio, we celebrate you. If no one's told you happy birthday, congratulations on the great job you've done. You've heard it here at Just For You with Pastor Michelle Wildwright and Elation Radio. We celebrate you. We recognize there are times when things happen and it goes the exact opposite. Maybe a loved one is ill. Maybe something has happened. Maybe you've lost a job. Or maybe something else has hurt you and broken your heart. We want you to know that here we are praying for you. We take prayer seriously. And we lift up the listeners. We lift up those things that cross our minds concerning what's going on in this world, that others may know he is Lord. We pray for those loved ones and family members that we know we all believe, God, that they will be saved, they will be healed, and they will be fulfilled in what he's calling them to do. We pray for businesses in our community. I don't know how we can live in a world and exclude the community, the market side of our churches. We lift them up before the Lord. We ask God to give us intentional purposes to meet the needs of man, that they can know that he lives, he moves, he exists. We also pray that if there's a need, that God rises up those that are called to bless, as well as organizations and those in the community and the churches and wherever we may be, that we call ourselves blessed to be a blessing. We pray that not only are the needs important, but there may be someone in this hour facing their family in bereavement. We want you to know we're praying for you. We pray for our brother, Ricky Smiley. We pray, oh God, for every family, whether you're known in the entertainment industry or in your city or wherever you may be, that you know you are loved. Because at the end of the day, the people are going to go away. They're going to go back to their homes. They're going to go back to their lives. And you may still carry this grief. I want you to know God is with you. And he will send angels of comfort to you that you may know he is God. So we want you to hold those things in your heart. Now, let's talk about our community. Speaking of needs and those things and resources, we have United Way. In the St. Louis area, you can dial 211. It will be for a resource and a referral. They will hear your intake and give you the proper information of what it is that you are to do and how you are to do it so that you can get the assistance you need. We also have Urban League St. Louis, Urban League St. Louis. That's ULSTL.com. They have over 55 programs to meet the needs of lives of people in the vicinity. We also want you to know they are preparing for a wonderful collaboration with Simmons Bank, where there will be a bank that they will be able to have affiliated for other community needs. We are extremely proud of Urban League St. Louis as well as United Way. I also want to inform you about the St. Louis County Library. Listen, I am just so blown away. I love the St. Louis County Library because it is more than a resource for books, videos. Did you know? Listen, I've always learned something, and you know I'm going to share it with you. I just found out in the county library, we know they have Flow Kits for Women. You contact them. When you contact them at 314-994-3300, they will tell you at the branches which ones have the flow kits, how to obtain them. They also have diapers for children. So if you have children, you need diapers, you can go to our St. Louis County Library, contact them, find out which branch is happening, and you can get diapers. Listen, I just found out they have great senior tools because, you know, our organization, United Community Services, we serve seniors, youth, and individuals and families. I just found out they have systems set up for those that are disabled and blind, those that are in assisted living facilities, that they too can enjoy the library. And what does that mean? They have access to receive their books, videos, DVDs, find out all about it. Isn't it awesome? In addition, they have all these classes that you can take free of charge for the community. Start looking at your St. Louis County Library for, and even where you live, if you're not in the St. Louis area, find out what your library system offers. You'll be blessed, all right? We also want you to know this is Black History Month. Yes, it is Black History Month, and we have so much trivia. We have so many things that are going on. I want to let you know my husband and I were going over Black History Month trivia, and we asked the question, out of the 13 colonies, which were the first to free the slaves and free them and be able to be a free colony? Guess what it was? Vermont. So listen, we learn so much through learning our history. Let's not just talk about Black History Month. Let's every year delve into it so we learn various things that we'll be able to be excited about, because that's what it's all about. I'm grateful for the melanin I'm in. I'm grateful for our culture and our history. And as in everything, we all can grow, develop, and be better. But we must remember that we are royalty. And that is what I want to close on. You are royalty. I am royalty. We're birthed from the kingdom of God, and we have the DNA of our Father. And to know where you come from, yet have a plan and know where you're going, you honor the kingdom. So I want you to keep those things in mind. Be good stewards. Be faithful. Understand where you're going in life, and thank God for the opportunity to live, breathe, move, and have your being in Him. Now, listen, this month we're going to have some very exciting guests. We want you to tune in on Monday nights. You can hear Pastor Donald Wright Jr. and Michelle Y. Wright on Facebook Live for Kingdom Wisdom Weekly. It's on Mondays at 8:30 p.m. and that is Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, on Wednesdays, meet us back here on Elation Radio for the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, and that is at 5:30 p.m. That's Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's not forget, from ashes to beauty, it is our women's division of Elation Radio. Join us on Clubhouse the fourth Friday of every month. I believe that day is February 24th, and you can find us on Clubhouse. Listen, download the link, get in tune, join our group from ashes to beauty. We would love to have you there. And we come together to share of the word, our expertise, all that God has given us. Listen, join us. We'd love to have you there. This is of our visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, who believes in women coming together, serving, and fulfilling all that we've been given to do. So we thank God for her. I want you to continue to remind yourself, we have graduations coming up. We have Hannah, who's getting ready to go to Paris. We're all excited about it. This is the daughter of our very own Dr. Kimmy Robinson. Wow, can't wait to hear the report. As she returns, she'll be leaving soon to go to Paris. Isn't that awesome? Would you guys do us a favor? Lift Hannah up. as she continues to do what God has given her to do in her gifts, as well as Candace, her other daughter. Lift her up. She's getting prepared for graduation. And we understand how important that is. And not just them, every young person, as they are growing and developing and fulfilling what God is showing them to do. Pray that God will always keep them surrounded by good friends, good teachers, those that will have rule over them, that they all, young people, can become all that they need to be. Seniors can be well taken care of. And that families, whether you are single or married, can grow and thrive because God will provide. Well, we're come to the close of another podcast. We can't wait to be with you, but we can because it's all in God's timing. For the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wildwright. Would you pray with me as we close out? Father God, thank you for coming in, showing up, showing out, for giving us a word, for showing us your will, for giving us strength on today. Would you be with each person listening? Bless every family. Save, heal, and deliver, and show up and show out. Meet needs for families in ways they couldn't even see coming. God, do it, oh Lord. Rise us up to be blessed, that we can be a blessing to someone. Don't let them feel there's a need. If you put it in our hands to be a blessing to do, and give us more than enough, oh God, that you may be glorified. You see everything that we all stand in need of, and we say thank you for hearing our prayers. Forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. We trust you. We love you. We honor you, and we know that you have so much more, that you have so much more for each and every one of us, because our stories are not yet finished. And Lord, we pray for those in their hour of bereavement. Cover them, wrap your arms around them, let them know their love, and show them what it is they need in order to get through this. Bless those that are birthing businesses, birthing things, ministries, and all the things that you're calling people to do. May they never do it without you. But God, would you lead, guide, and direct? Give strength, give peace, give understanding, and we will thank you forevermore. Now, Lord, I ask that you bless this servant's heart. Bless my home, bless my husband, bless our health, oh God. Continue to strengthen us and allow us to continue to serve your people. And we thank you for Elation Radio and Elation Radio's family. Thank you for our wonderful producer, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. May you bless her and her family and all that she's attached to. We give you the honor, the praise, and the glory for all you've been charged to all of us to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. May God bless you. Thank you for listening. This has been your host, Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. We love you. Until next time, God bless. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. because the best kind of praise is when you open up your mouth. Come on. You gotta say something.
Get the word out. It's the word. Yeah.